Welcome to another Crittenden Press online podcast. I'm your host, Chris Evans. Let's get right to the show.
Ready to kick off another high school football season in Crittenden County. The Rockets host the second National Guard Warrior Bowl on Friday and Saturday night. Two nights of football. Have Crittenden County and Hopkins Central on Friday night. And then on Saturday night, Caldwell County and Union County will play. Both games start at 7 p.m. and there's a little bit of a difference in the price of admission. $8 for adults and $6 for students for this game. Coach Starnes, we've got two nights of action-packed football, especially, you know, we got a team that posted 80 points last week coming in, too, on Saturday night, but this ought to be a great opener.
Well, first of all, you know, we have to thank the National Guard for their participation in the Warrior Bowl. And, you know, we're excited. 2 years ago when we started the Warrior Bowl, the first one, the National Guard said that they would like to have Kentucky schools in it, so we went out and got two local schools in Union County and Caldwell to play, and then we're playing Hopkins Central. So, and they're two schools that we play, so we'll be able to watch them and have two exciting ball games, one on Friday, one on Saturday. Fans can come out. It'd be a great weekend of football. So, you know, we're excited and to watch Caldwell County that you know, is our rival, and then now they're in the district, so it adds a little bit more to it. And they posted 80 points last week, so you know, we know that the defensive coordinator's got something to work on, and we're going to look at that and see what we can do with that.
Yeah, we have Coach Vince Clark here with us too, defensive coordinator. Coach Clark, I know we got Caldwell not for another 8 weeks. I think we're in week 9, and maybe whenever we play Caldwell County, now to think about it. So it'll be a long way off, but golly, a team that scores 80 points in our district, huh? And beat Callaway 80-62. That's a basketball score, isn't it?
Well, it gives you something to think about, that's for sure.
You're glad we're not preparing for them this week?
That's right.
Coach Starnes, this is going to be two nights of great football, and I'm sure you planned this to where you could watch two teams that we've got to play the second night, right? Early scouting?
Well, you know, I just think that it's two teams that were close, and we were looking at the fan base that they're going to draw. So it'll be two nights.
Yeah,
and they certainly will. And the fact that we play them on a schedule also helps as well.
Yeah, of course, we've got Union County in 2 weeks. Crittenden opens with Hopkins Central, and then that will be at Trigg County in another bowl game. And then we'll go to Union County the third week of the season to face Steve Carter's team, Steve Carter's former coach. We're going to visit with Coach Carter in a little bit by phone. You know, for Hopkins Central, they struggled a little bit last year, and then now their quarterback is gone. He moved off and gone to Christian County, and then they have a new coach too. So it's a rebuilding year for them.
Maybe. Yeah, and you know it is. They have a new coach. They lost some kids. A quarterback left. So, you know, they have some things that they have to work on. They're working on a new system, you know, new coaches' ideas and philosophies. So, you know, they're rebuilding, but they've got talent. I mean, they're a strong football team. They've got very good athletes, and, you know, that always concerns us. So we went and watched some scrimmage against Webster County and feel like it's going to be a hard-fought ball game, and we just have to see with the first ball game. Both sides trying to minimize mistakes.
They beat, the way I understand it, Webster County beat them in the scrimmage. Did they keep the score in that game? Was it a normal?
No, I mean, of course, the scrimmages, you have to wipe the clock off after the quarters. Otherwise, it counted as a game. So, by rule, they have to take the clock and clear it. But, you know, I think that Hopkins Central might have scored once on them, and Webster scored a couple times, if not three times, on them.
So we'll talk a little bit more in depth about Hopkins Central on Thursday whenever we do the pregame show. But it's early in the week. You know, we're taping this on Monday, and I know you've got a few little injuries, nagging things going on. The Crittenden Press will have its preview out in Thursday's paper, so everybody can read all about the in-depth and see the depth chart of the team. But just real briefly, I know you got a couple of key players with some nagging injuries right now.
Yeah, you know, Dustin Hernandez has been sick, and he missed 3 days last week. And, you know, we don't know his status yet. He missed Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We don't know the status of him right now, what the situation is, but he's been sick. And Bo Wallace is nursing a back, and he's had problems with his back and his sciatic nerve, and we got to find out with that. And so I mean, we're not 100%, and we'll just have to see. But if we're not, then that's what we're talking about depth wise, that we have to have players ready to play and step on the field.
Okay, Friday night, kickoffs at 7 o'clock against Hopkins Central, and then the second game of the doubleheader will be Saturday night, Union County and Caldwell County in the National Guard Warrior Bowl. While we take a quick break, I want to thank our sponsor for today, Anchor Residential Lending in Marion, Kentucky. Stop by and see Derek Myers or Rick Hatfield on East Carlisle Street in Marion at Anchor Residential Lending. Okay, now we're going to welcome back an old friend, Steve Carter. He's the coach at Union County. It's his third year with the Braves. Coach Carter, you have some big expectations this year with your football team, which is in Class 2A in the same region as Crittenden, but over in the other district, in the second district.
We waited quite a while to find out exactly where we were going to be. We're kind of the border school. I'm not sure if we're going to be in the same district or if they're going to move us to the second district. When we found out to move us over to the second district with Owensboro Catholic and those other schools in that area, but we're looking forward to facing some new competition.
Of course, we have the Warrior Bowl coming up this weekend, and you will play Caldwell County, a team that put up 80 points last week at Callaway, however, gave up 62. What are you doing to prepare for that?
We got to stop a couple of freshmen, and of course, they've got a very good receiver that hurt us a little bit last year when we played them, but we're just sitting down breaking down film and going to try to come up with something hopefully that can slow that offense down a little bit.
Yeah, the receiver, I guess Tez Sivils is the one you're talking about. He's a, I believe he's a junior and pretty good player. He hurt Crittenden last year whenever we played at Caldwell. Then the quarterback they have, Sindler, he really showed out last weekend. I think broke all the school passing records in his first game.
Yeah, I tell you, he throws a nice ball, and we were fortunate enough, we were off Friday, so we got to go down and see it firsthand. But, he gets through the ball, pretty quick, and he put it in the right spots. And, Caldwell's receivers made some nice catch. So, we've got a work cut out for us with our secondary guys and our defensive linemen trying to get some pressure on them.
Of course, you have a pretty good quarterback, too, the Rister boy. He was a good basketball player and a good football player. Is he doing anything? Does he run track over there?
No, he's pretty much just a football, basketball guy. But, we think we've got a pretty good quarterback. I think he threw for about 1,800 yards last year and, I think 18 touchdowns to 7 interceptions, completed about over 60% of his passes. And, he runs pretty well, too. So, we're looking forward to getting him out on the field, where he can try hopefully make some plays for us.
Coach Carter, you spent a lot of time over here at the Crittenden County at the middle school and the high school programs, and Coach Starnes pretty well. Do you think he set this this Warrior Bowl up this year so he could watch Union and Caldwell play each other early on, because we're going to play both of you later in the season?
No, I wouldn't say he did that. We talked a little bit about us getting involved in that bowl game. We'd been playing in a bowl game in Valley Memorial, which was a pretty lengthy drive for us, so we're looking forward to getting close. And, again, with the realignment and everything, really Caldwell County's come a little bit of a grudge match battle between the two schools. So, it was an opportunity for both of us to keep each other on the schedule in a bowl atmosphere on a neutral field. So, the last 2 years, each team has taken the home game late in the game. 2 years ago, they scored on a long pass that gave them the win, and then we kicked the field goal last year late in the game to get that win there. So, this year we're doing it on a neutral site early in the season.
Of course, Crittenden County will open with Hopkins Central on Friday night, but then in 2 more weeks we will play you guys over here, play the Braves at Crittenden County in a non-district game, but it is a regional game. And then later in the week, ninth week of the season, we play Caldwell at home. So it'll be a good opportunity for the Crittenden County fans to get a look at two teams that we're going to play and games that have meaning.
Yeah, it will be. Of course, you know, the good thing for us is we'll get to come over on Friday night and see two teams we play later on in the year. We actually play Hopkins Central week 10. But the good thing for us, though, our game with Crittenden is at our place, though.
Yeah, at Union County, at Morgan Field on September 9th. What do you know about Hopkins Central, the team that Crittenden County is going to open with?
Yeah, don't know a lot about them. I know they had a very dynamic quarterback last year, but from what I understand, he is his family or something moved to Christian County, so he's not there anymore. So really, I don't know a lot. I just know traditionally Hopkins Central usually has some big linemen, and they usually have a couple skill kids in the backfield. So I wouldn't expect anything different from them. I know they got a new head coach this year, so there's always a learning curve anytime you go through that type of process. Even though I do think they're head coach was an assistant there. Anytime you bring somebody new to that head coaching position, you know, there are some changes and things you have to get used to. But, you know, at this point in the season, since we don't play them so late, I really haven't started looking that far ahead. You know, we've really focused a lot right now just getting ready for Caldwell County and that prolific offense that they apparently have.
Okay. Coach Carter, Coach Steve Carter at Union County, we'll be looking forward to seeing you and Coach David Barnes' Caldwell County Tigers square off Saturday night at Rocket Stadium. Good luck, Coach Carter.
All right, I appreciate it. Look forward to being back on that field.